from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Parents in Jamaica protest over school fees. A former Barbados Central Bank governor blames the government for the country's economic downturn, and the region's tourism industry is still trying to bounce back from a bad 1991. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Parents in Jamaica took to the streets today in what was regarded as a demonstration against rising education costs. But as Gary Allen reports, there are still some unanswered questions, such as who was really behind the protest and was it as spontaneous as it appeared?
It is still not known who was behind what appears to be a series of demonstrations mainly centered in the corporate area of Kingston and St. Andrew, but which also affected areas across the island. The opposition Jamaica Labour Party, which was implicated by some government officials, has denied any involvement in the matter. In fact, most members of the party leadership treated questions for comments directed at them with total surprise. However, a national broadcast Sunday afternoon by the opposition spokesman on education, Dr. Neville Gallimore, has been seen by some as being insightful, making the party's Monday's comments that it understood the dilemma of parents appear quite predictable.